resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your host throughout the show today. We do have a special report from Alex Jones coming up in 6 minutes from this very moment. It will be about 7.5 minutes long. I'm anxious to see it myself. I haven't even seen it yet. It's going to be awesome. He's been on the front lines of the info war. He went to Bohemian Grove and did some incredible work over the course of the last several days. Infiltrate, breaking the same story a second time. Was it 25 years later, 24 years later after the first time? And really inspired me because he's weaponized another generation of info warriors who understand the gravity of these globalists. And Mike really just did an awesome job over the course of the last hour that we were together. Mike Adams is always a great guest, but he's been really on fire lately. And I thought it was incredible the way that he described this coup against the president of the United States, against Donald Trump on Saturday, the fact that this assassination attempt was an inside job, the fact that they're going to try it again, they may even try it against Joe Biden. But I think what we really grasped over the course of the last 30 minutes that we spoke together is the menacing, malicious nature of globalism itself. People don't understand because we're so wrapped up in Republicans versus Democrats, left versus right, McConnell versus Pelosi, and we get lost in the weeds of our own domestic politics. The real conflict in the world is 100% assuredly guaranteed globalism versus populism, internationalism versus national sovereignty. Every conflict that we see is a manifestation of this dynamic. Every war that we see, every domestic or foreign issue, conflict, disagreement, obstacle, challenge, all of it boils down to globalism versus nationalism, globalism versus populism, internationalism versus national sovereignty. And the reason that globalism is so menacing is because they can conspire together on an international level. The political class can do this. The political elite of the world, the leaders of all business and government of every major nation in the world, they can conspire together to manipulate the narrative and the psyche of the masses of their various constituents. They can compromise the interests, wants, and needs of their own constituents for the sake of establishing, maintaining, and growing their own political power as a globalist cabal. And they can do so in a way that their constituents, the various peoples of the world, are totally unaware that it's even happening or even supportive, endorsing, and sponsoring the activity that can that results in this. I mean, they have convinced the world that the climate change issue is actually good for us when we know that it's in large a hoax. We know that millions upon millions, if not billions of people, would die if we were to shut off fossil fuels overnight, especially in third world countries. We realize that all economies would collapse because they're all based off of the dollar, and all of these conflicts are about bringing about total destruction of humanity for the sake of a political elite, which want to have a little bit more power, which want to have a little bit more autocracy and control. And as soon as enough people, a critical mass, it doesn't even have to be the majority of people in the world, a small radicalized minority realizes the evil that is globalism, focuses on the correct target, the correct enemy of humanity itself, that should be enough for us to be able to overcome this travesty that is the conspiracy against humankind itself, the conspiracy for a global new world order. Folks, we're going to come up on a break. We have a 1 minute break, and then we're going to have a special report from Alex Jones. So make sure you stay tuned. It's going to be about 7 or 8 minutes long right after this break. In the meantime, please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're really, really, really trying to push the InfoWars MD line of products because, for reasons I won't get into right now, this is going to help keep us on the air. It's pivotal that in the next 30, 60, or 90 days, we sell as much of Joint Relief Max or Ashwagandha with black pepper as we possibly can. Please, if you haven't supported us before, if you have supported us before, now do it again because we need you now more than ever to keep InfoWars on the air at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I know that most people don't study history and geopolitical systems or the different power structures in Europe, the United States, Asia, but I do. And that's how I've been able to predict the attempted assassination of Trump hundreds of times and has been very specific in the last year, including just days before they attempted to kill him in Butler, Pennsylvania. But it's key to understand that the globalists want to go after Biden as well. And I've been saying they plan to kill Biden. And I said 2 days ago, I would imagine Biden will start locking himself down in the White House because he's refusing to go as well. You see, there is a bureaucratic, deep state, central bank system that has had control of America really since they killed Kennedy in 63 in Dallas. And Nixon tried to be the president and did an overall great job, the most popular president in the last 100 years, and they removed him using a scandal. So this is done over and over and over again. And so they intended to kill Trump and then use that as a message to Biden that he should drop out as the nominee and then just sit through the next few months until they put their new puppet in. Now that this failed, I said, I believe Biden will start saying he's sick and that he's going to have to go ahead and drop the nomination because he's too ill. Within days of me saying that, he goes, oh, I'm sick on X, and oh, I can't go out, and I've got COVID and all the rest of this, because he needs the segue out. And he also said yesterday, if this illness gets worse or if I'm sick, I'm going to have to look at dropping out. So I believe whether it's tomorrow or next week, and I said 2 weeks ago, I thought within about 2 weeks he would do it, he's already begun the process of leaving. So as they remove him, things shift back to Trump and taking Trump out. Well, this is not a Netflix movie. This is not entertainment. This isn't Marvel Comics. This is the real world. And the globalists want to have war with Russia for worldwide domination. Well, if they lose America, they lose that domination. And that's why Victoria Nuland said just a month ago, Trump will not be the president. A really nasty surprise is coming. We saw that nasty surprise. And now the insider trading's been caught, the put options, the short, you know, all this is happening. And so folks need to know that we are living in the most historic times in the history of this country. This is more dangerous than when George Washington was fighting the British, because they were not 1/100th as corrupt as this globalist force. They are bankers, they are bureaucrats, they're administrators, they're technocrats, and they want to set up their world government, and they want to lower all the nation states down to nothing and control them, and Trump stands in their way and wants peace. Kennedy got killed after he called back the troops from Vietnam. He was dead a month later. The troops stayed, as you know, until 75 with a disastrous withdrawal at Saigon. And so that was when Trump signed his death warrant, is in the last few months, saying, no, I am going to end the war first day in office. And the U.S. runs the war, so he can do that. This is a big, big, big deal. We need to pray for Trump. We need Trump to openly come out and say, this is good versus evil. Thank God I was saved. He did that pretty much yesterday, but he should be even more hardcore in his speech tonight because we are living in epic times. We've all got to be all in against the Democrat globalist deep state that's allied with neocons. That's why Elon Musk has come over to our side and Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson, because people really see the evil is out in the open. There's no more time for excuses here. This is a coup not just against the Republican Party or Trump or the populist, but it's against Democrats. Democrats are just programmed by their media and follow whatever they're told. Trump supporters in general are not like that. And Trump's not perfect, but he is the real deal when he actually cares about America. And when he's president, he's actually president. He doesn't let the CFR and the Trilateral Commission and BlackRock tell him what to do. And he's going to kill their ESG, Global Social Credit Score, system dead in its tracks. And it was a BlackRock ESG system that funds the ADL that is now being spotlighted for this 12 million shorts, that's in the billions of dollars, they put against the Trump organization just days before the shooting. And again, this is all coming out. The stand down of the Secret Service is coming out. And the evidence of how the Secret Service had lied. This is America waking up. The globalists are done. Unless they can kill Trump and trigger a civil war that'll be race-based. Power outages, they blame on the Russians, cyber attacks, they're going to go for broke. We are on the edge of just a nightmare situation. But if the governors and the legislatures and the people and the Republicans that are awake, that's about half of them in power, see this and address this as it really is, the globalists are done. That's why it's so heartening to see dozens of congressmen and women and senators and congressmen like Mills, who's a former top sniper, you know, operations director, saying, ladies and gentlemen, this was a stand down. Somebody aided the shooter, and now it's all confirmed. His parents called 3 hours before. He's wandering around an hour before with a rangefinder under the building. Nobody's on the closest building to Trump. Then he goes in the building, reportedly gets up on the top of the building, wanders around for 26 minutes, gets his shots off. Then the patsy is dispatched and gotten rid of. I mean, this is in your face, and nobody's buying it. And Trump's gone from 65% to probably 80% support. We're seeing it everywhere. So the New World Order is lost, but just like Skynet and the original Terminator, when they're lost, they send a Terminator back in time to try to take out John Connor. Well, they need to take out Trump because he's our John Connor right now. That's why we've got to protect Trump right now. You don't put a king out front at the beginning of a chess game. You guard the king. And Trump's got a lot of bravado. He's got a lot of will, a sense of destiny, and that's his relationship with God. I'm not questioning him on that. I'm just saying we need to be very, very careful and pray for Trump, and he needs to call down God's divine intervention tonight in his speech. We'll be covering it live at Infowars.com/show. Real Alex Jones here on X with my crew, myself. So I'm about to be back in Austin tonight. Of the entire RNC event, this is historic, but anything is on the table with false flags, you name it right now. So if a truck bomb or a mass shooting happens at a black church or a synagogue or at a black college, you know who has the motive and you know that we've called it out. So please support us. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. If you decide to share this video, reach 20 million people, that turns the tide. If you don't decide to get 20 million views, it doesn't. Because it's not just the general public watching these reports. It's foreign governments. It's our intelligence agencies. It's others who are compartmentalized and who aren't part of the coup attempt. And then they will be able to recognize future plots and future operations because of situational awareness, because you're not going to be naive. Have the real urgency. And realize the time you're in and realize whatever the mainstream media tells you, it's the opposite. And understand this is a coup against our country to turn our presidents into total puppets. They've been puppets for a while, but anytime the people try to put somebody in who won't be a puppet, whether they were good or bad, the globalists don't like them because they're no longer in charge of all their stock market rigging and insider trading and human trafficking and wars and just all the megalomania. But look how incompetent the globalists are carrying out this assassination. They're out of control. They're disjointed. They're confused. And that's why it's so dangerous they're starting a full war with Russia, because, again, they're a bunch of lawyers. Most of them aren't even combat vets that just believe in their chutzpah and their bravado and just believe because of normalcy bias, because they've been in charge in the past, they're in charge now. There is a global realignment against big government and tyranny. There is a worldwide populist awakening, and you're not going to buck that. I would advise the globalists to pull back, sue for peace. We're not vindictive people. If you just go away, we'll politically put you on the island of Alba. But if you continue on, you will be destroyed. You have been warned. But for the public, history's happening now. Take this very, very serious. God bless and good luck. Follow us on X at Real Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are watching The Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser, your host for the remainder of the show. For the next 47 minutes, we're going to be hammering through some clips, and then we're going to be joined by the great Kirk Elliott for the final hour of the show before Owen Schroyer takes over and hosts The War Room. And look, folks, this first clip I'm going to show you, this is clip number one. This video has not been altered. It is not a cheap fake. It has not been slowed down. It just goes to show they're going to find one way or the other to get this guy out of office. And I hope not a hair on his little head is harmed. I don't call for that one bit. But I mean, it's just absolutely unbelievable. Kash Patel predicted here in clip three that Biden's next moves, now that he has tested positive for COVID after saying he would step down if there were a medical emergency, he says, quote, next he's going to have some sort of malfunction, and then he's going to pardon his son, he's going to pardon his brother, he's going to pardon himself, and then he's going to resign. Let's watch clip number three here.
Okay, so that, see, Cash, this is why we love you so much, and this is why the audience just adores you.
I just made it up.
You just brought us there, right?
Yeah.
That's such a great point. So is this going to be the medical emergency? Had a flu, then now he has COVID.
And then next he's going to have some sort of malfunction, and then he's going to pardon his son, he's going to pardon his brother, he's going to pardon himself, because remember, presidential pardons aren't just good for retroactive criminal investigations. Presidential pardons are good for prospective criminal investigations. So you can basically give yourself carte blanche for your entire family so that you can never be prosecuted, your family can never be prosecuted for any investigation the president determines in that pardon.
So you think, are we in the end game here?
I mean, we were in the end game a long time ago when Donald J. Trump decided to run again.
Yeah, okay.
And the media has been in denial about this for a long time. It's just been recently that they've acted at all like anything is wrong with Joe Biden. But CNN contributor Shermichael Singleton calls out the rest of the panel for being so wildly out of touch with American voters. Everybody knows which side is on the side of the American people, which president can put a sentence together, which president was attempted assassin, there was an attempt on his life, and who survived it in a way that Joe Biden never would have been able to. Even if Joe Biden had survived something like that, it would never have been nearly as glorious and inspiring as the way that Donald Trump handled it. Let's run clip number five here of Shermichael Singleton.
I want to bring it back to the voters. The voters are yearning for recognition for their daily plight. When you say that there isn't a crime issue in this country.
I didn't say that.
No, not you.
Yeah, I didn't hear.
You mentioned
crime
is going down.
That
go to Washington, D.C. We're here in New York City. Go talk to people who live in impoverished areas or poor white areas and ask them about crime. Talk to those people about the economic instability that we have under the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris administration. Talk to those people about immigration. And it's not about demonizing immigrants, Van. I agree with you that immigrants come to the country assuming for a good life. But people want an ordered process. People want to make sure that their plight is addressed first before the plight of other people.
Now, even Van Jones spoke truth for perhaps the first time, saying a bullet couldn't stop Trump. A virus just stopped Biden. The Democrats are coming apart. The Republicans are coming together. This is clip number nine.
A bullet couldn't stop Trump. A virus just stopped Biden. You've got the nominees of this party getting their butts kissed. Biden's getting his butt kicked by his own party. The Democrats are coming apart. The Republicans are coming together.
He's absolutely right, and I'm going to show you some of these clips that Laura Loomer broke that are absolutely amazing. Marsha Blackburn following Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle and others. But before we do that, I do want you to see this famous George Carlin clip number two here. You know what's interesting about assassination? Let's run it.
Assassination. You know what's interesting about assassination? Well, not only... But it's also interesting to notice who it is we assassinate. Do you ever notice who it is? Stop to think of who it is we kill. It's always people who've told us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Jesus, Gandhi, Lincoln, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam! Apparently we're not ready for that.
Yeah, he nailed it.
That's difficult.
He's absolutely right about that. Check out clip number 13 here. Let's just run 13 and 15 back to back. This is an angle of Senator Marsha Blackburn and her colleagues calling out the Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle for running away from accountability regarding the attempted assassination of President Trump. 13 and 15.
This is exactly what you were doing today.
This
on the call.
Was an assassination attempt. You owe the people answers. You owe President Trump answers.
A bunch of people left across this plaza.
I said, I wish Donald Trump would have had this good of a security. The Secret Service is running away from the United States Senate, refuses to answer questions for the American people about the threat on the life of Donald Trump and what they knew, when they knew it, and why they ignored it.
She can run, she cannot hide. We will get some answers.
China, Russia,
We have called the President. About the death threat to President Trump and allowing him to go on study in Pennsylvania at a time when he'd already been alerted that there was somebody with a spotter.
So they're chasing Kim Cheadle around. She's acting like everything is normal, that all the necessary precautions were made. She's making the obviously false claim that the reason they didn't have a Secret Service agent on the roof was because it was sloped. Even at the same event, there were Secret Service agents on other roofs that were sloped. There's countless other examples of still images or video of Secret Service agents on sloped roofs at much higher degrees than the slope of the roof that is in question. Now we're getting reports that law enforcement was in the building that the shooter was on top of, when we know the amount of noise that would have been created for somebody walking around or crawling around or moving around up there would have been heard by law enforcement if it was really in that building. And it seems very obvious at this point that there was a stand down. I mean, there's no question about it. There was a stand down. I don't know if this is a lone wolf shooter or MK Ultra or whatever. However they're going to characterize or change the narrative or define this person by trying to say he had Trump signs in his yard. It was probably his parents' house that he lived at. I don't know for sure. I haven't even looked into it. Nobody knows anything for sure about this guy yet, which is another reason to be skeptical about the whole narrative around what happened. They say that he was a registered Republican. That doesn't mean, obviously, he's against Trump if he tried to shoot him in the head, folks. So you can't pin this on right-wing extremism. You can't pin this on the rhetoric of the Trump campaign or the policies of the Trump campaign or any of the issues surrounding Trump. The fact of the matter is there was a debate at the end of June. Joe Biden did terribly and proved to the world beyond a shadow of a doubt that he doesn't have a mind anymore, that he's totally insane, and that escalated this whole entire political conflict to another level of desperation for the leftists, who are frantically trying to figure out how they can both take out Donald Trump and simultaneously take out Joe Biden. When I heard that he had COVID yesterday, my first thought was, oh, this is how they're going to kill him? They're going to give him COVID, and then they're going to kill him some other way, and they're going to say the COVID killed him? It could be a win-win. They could double down on the danger of the pandemic. It could heighten fear among the left about the next pandemic. It could help the vaccine sales, and it would simultaneously remove him from the office of the president while removing him as the candidate that's going to lose against Donald Trump. I think they might try to kill Joe Biden with COVID while they try to kill Donald Trump with a truck bomb. I think Alex Jones is right to be concerned about this. I think Mike Adams is right to be concerned about an area effect attack on Donald Trump. But let's look at clip number 16 here of MSNBC saying that if Joe Biden recovers from COVID, it should be seen as a sign of strength similar to Donald Trump surviving an assassination attempt. They really said this live on air, clip number 16.
Here's the question that I have on that. These two men are both elderly. Donald Trump is an elderly man who, for whatever reason, was given 9 seconds to take a iconic photo op during an active shooter situation. Weird situation. We'll figure that out one day. But his survival of that and bouncing right back and going right to his convention is being conveyed in the media world as a sign of strength. This current president of the United States is 81 years old and has COVID. Should he be fine in a couple of days? Doesn't that convey exactly the same thing? That he's strong enough, older than Trump, to have gotten something that used to really be fatal to people his age. So if he does fine out of it and comes back and is able to do rallies, isn't that exactly the same?
It should.
I mean, it's not exactly the same. It's not the same incident, but it's an elderly man coming through out of an illness.
It should.
And there's just example after example of the media being totally head up their rear ends about this, the lying, the incessant gaslighting of the American people, it's enough to put anybody in a violent mood. And again, I don't advocate for violence. Do nothing violent. I'm just expressing the way that I feel. It's such an extreme degree of dishonesty and cognitive dissonance and blatant lying and corruption in the selling out of the American people. I mean, everything that you love and I love, our families, our religion, our culture, our way of life, our values, they are all incessantly under attack by these New World Order globalists, and they do so in a way that doesn't just injure, but insults. They add insult to injury in the way that they beat us down and then insult us as they do it. It's so patronizing and belittling and sick that I don't even know how to respond. I mean, look at clip number 17 here. How are you supposed to respond when the president of the United States does something like this, says something like this, and then the entire establishment political class acts like he's our guy? Are you kidding me? Clip 17.
So it's all about treating people with dignity. And it's about making sure that, look, I mean, for example, look at the heat I'm getting because I named the Secretary of Defense, the black man. I named Ketanji Brown. I mean, because of the people I've named.
No, Michelle Obama is not Secretary of Defense. But this guy can't put a sentence together. His policies are socialist, globalist garbage that have done nothing but opened up our borders and made us vulnerable to national security threat after national security threat. We've got derailment after derailment after derailment of trains. We've got planes falling out of the sky, doors flying off, windows breaking, landing gear busting. We've got our schools shut down, children unable to recognize facial expressions or speak until ages far beyond what is natural because of the mask mandates that occurred. We've got these massive vaccinations forced upon us, all while he funds wars between Nazis and Russians and catalyzing World War III, bringing us on the brink of nuclear collapse, all while catalyzing wars between Israel and Palestine and catalyzing wars between China and Taiwan. I mean, every single thing that he has done as the president of the United States has been a giant mistake. Everything he has done has been a failure. I cannot think of one thing that he has done that has been an outstanding display. I guess the best thing that came from his administration is that the Department of Justice gave Julian Assange a deal so that he could be freed. That's what you got. That's a great thing, but it wasn't really even you, was it, Joe? And what about all the failures against Edward Snowden and others while you were the vice president of the United States? What about the selling out of the American people by allowing your son to invest in Metabiota before giving $23.7 million in DOD contracts to them? What about the quid pro quo where you fired the prosecutor in Ukraine in order to cover for your son's crimes? What about the fact that you and Jill knew that he was abusing his underage niece, the daughter of his dead brother's wife who he was sleeping with? And you and Jill covered it up, saying in text messages that everything we do is about you, Hunter. We only care about you, Hunter. We only care for you, Hunter. I mean, when was the last time that you saw a picture of young Natalie with Hunter Biden? And you know, in Delaware law, it's against the rules, right? It's against the law to cover up for somebody who's abusing a minor. But they just get away with that like it's no problem. We have diary evidence that he was sexually abusing his own daughter, Ashley Biden, when she was underage. She says, I took showers with my dad, which were probably inappropriate. She says that in her diary. And there's bad memes going around that exaggerate the claims in the diary and try to misconstrue it. But she said she took inappropriate showers with her dad. She's a young girl. I've got little daughters that are 3 and 1 year old. They've never seen me naked. They don't bathe with me. We don't shower together. I don't want them to have a single memory of me unclothed ever. And you're telling me that it's my fault if I don't support them, that I'm the racist, that I'm the bigot, that I'm the one that doesn't like justice, that I'm the one that hates children. Go to hell. More on the other side, folks. Alex Jones report coming right up. Stay tuned.
Police have tracked down a killer whose crimes spanned the country. The man accused of killing a Maryland mother of five on a popular hiking trail has been captured in Oklahoma. Rachel Marin was dragged from a hiking trail in Maryland where she was raped and murdered. Hernandez allegedly has ties to the notorious MS-13 gang and entered the country illegally in February of last year.
The sheriff says that he fled to the U.S. illegally after murdering a woman in El Salvador in January of 2023. Just 1 month before he entered the U.S. last year, Interpol issued an arrest warrant for Hernandez.
We are 1,800 miles away from the southern border, and the American citizens are not safe because of failed immigration policies. This is the second time in just 2 years that an innocent Harford County woman has lost her life to a criminal in our country illegally.
As far as I'm concerned, the Biden administration has the blood of Rachel Warren in their hands.
Two officers were shot overnight. The suspect also shot in the exchange of gunfire.
Police also saying that suspect Bernardo Raul Castro Mata currently resides at a migrant shelter not too far away from here.
Christian Inga was arraigned today in New York City on charges of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl after school last week in a shocking daylight attack. Police say the 25-year-old migrant from Ecuador approached two teens in the park at knife point. According to the criminal complaint, the suspect tied the boy and girl to one another, gagged them, then raped the girl before fleeing the scene. Police say Inga entered the U.S. illegally through Eagle Pass, Texas, back in 2021.
We've also learned from law enforcement here in New York that Christian Ingalandi was actually ordered to go back to Ecuador just a year later in 2022. Had he been deported, we may not have this case that has really struck a chord with people here in New York City, but even people around the country.
A Venezuelan gang known as Tren de Aragua has victimized thousands through extortion, drug and human trafficking, kidnapping and murder. And now U.S. law enforcement, including Customs and Border Protection and the FBI, say the gang has made their way into the country.
U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens, who has confirmed multiple arrests of alleged Tren de Aragua members over the last year, issued a warning in early April after reporting yet another arrest. Watch out for this gang, he said. It is the most powerful in Venezuela, known for murder, drug trafficking, sex crimes, extortion, and other violent acts.
Today, an illegal immigrant who killed someone in Troy is set to be sentenced. Carlos Corrales Ramirez pleaded guilty to the deadly stabbing last month. He admitted to killing a man near River and Dow Streets last September. The Honduras native was also charged with a stabbing in Maryland last February. He was arrested for that crime, but was later released because Maryland officials never extradited him.
Eight individuals, all from the Central Asian country of Tajikistan, were arrested in Los Angeles, New York, and Philadelphia. They entered the United States this year and in 2023, crossing the Mexican border. They were vetted and allowed to remain in the country. CBS News has learned further investigation uncovered the men had possible ties to ISIS-K.
Five men in the U.S. illegally were arrested Monday morning in Northeast Missouri after a teenage girl was reported missing in Indiana. The suspects are accused of kidnapping the 14-year-old from her home. They were tracked down in Macon County. All five of these men are charged with second-degree kidnapping and first-degree endangering the welfare of a child.
Developments in the brutal abduction and murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl whose body was found dumped in a bayou. Police arrested 21-year-old Johan Jose Rangel Martinez and 26-year-old Franklin Jose Pena Ramos, both illegal migrants from Venezuela. Surveillance video appeared to show both men with the girl just hours before she was found dead. Both men have been charged with capital murder, critics blaming Jocelyn's death on President Biden's border policies.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We still don't know for sure whether Donald Trump was hit by a bullet, whether he was hit by glass fragments, whether he was hit by shrapnel. We don't have those details. We actually have no details from his physician, even though this man is still a Secret Service protected, you know, and presidential candidate. We knew almost nothing. Why? Why don't we know that much? We know that three people were shot. One person, unfortunately, was killed at the rally. We don't know where they were sitting or standing relative to him. We don't know why for 9 full seconds Donald Trump was allowed to stand back up during an active shooting, an active shooter situation, even though they at that point had said the shooter was down. How would have they know? How would they have known if there were more shooters or not? Nobody knew that there could have been 5 shooters for all they knew. Yet they allowed him to stand up in the middle of that, you know, crisis and pose for a photo and fist pump the air so he could get the iconic photo. And then they allowed him to stand up again outside of the SUV instead of just shoving him into the SUV. That seems really unusual. What is the actual injury to Donald Trump's ear that's under that bandage? Shouldn't we know that by now? It's weird. And there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of curiosity about it, you know, in the sort of media world, you know, my profession. It's weird, right? Where are the FOIAs? Why isn't the New York Times, like, aggressively pursuing his medical records? It's just weird. Just a strange thing that I've noticed. And I don't know if you guys have noticed it too, but it's weird.
I am undoubtedly the leading expert on the subject I'm about to bring up. And once you hear me bringing up the subject, you're going to say, okay, Jones isn't bragging. This is a fact. Because believe me, I don't want to be the leading expert on this. I've been through hell dealing with this in the last 6 years. And that's questioning mass shootings. That's questioning terror attacks. That's questioning events. And it's good to do that. I mean, we know 9/11 had major anomalies and Jussie Smollett lied about what happened to him and the Governor Whitmer kidnapping was fake. That's all come out. Well, the internet 11 years ago questioned Sandy Hook and it was super viral. I looked at it and saw some anomalies, thought, yeah, maybe it happened, maybe it didn't. And I came to the belief before I was ever sued that, yeah, I think kids died there. And then they sued me, and then they claimed I was the guy that originally brought all this up, which wasn't true. But now with the case of President Trump last Saturday being shot in Butler, Pennsylvania, we've seen the entire corporate media at first, Forbes, AP, Reuters, say, well, he just fell down, or there was some popping noises. This is just an incident. So we saw them soft pedal it. And then we've seen all the major talk show hosts like Joy Reid on MSNBC put out countless videos, a new one today, with tens of millions of views, literally saying she thinks it's fake. She says, oh, somebody really shot Trump supporters because there's real, you know, dead person and wounded people there. But Trump, you know, this is probably made up with Trump. So there's a lot to unpack here, and let me go through it. First off, Joy Reid has a right to wear her Trump wig. She has a right to say she hates America. She has a right to say get rid of free speech. She has a right to say take her guns. It's First Amendment. And people have a right to say they don't think Trump was shot. They have a right to question things. That's something they have a right to do. But they're instantly, it took me years to say maybe Sandy Hook didn't happen. These people are instantly saying it's completely staged and Trump touched his ear with like a blood bag patch like a professional wrestler. No, when you get shot in the ear, you touch it and see what happened. So let's just be clear. People have a First Amendment right to do this. We don't want to become the left and call for firing people or arresting people or suing people because they say something that you disagree with. But the difference is, with what I've covered and made films about false flags, I was simply analyzing something to see if that was the case. And none of the things the corporate media said I ever did I do. Didn't send people to people's houses. Didn't pee on graves. No evidence that was ever shown. But then I see people all over the internet. I mean, I'm talking like 50 million views a day on different articles and videos saying, you're going to get the Alex Jones treatment now. How dare you question the shooting? We're going to sue you. Joy Reid is a moron. We know that. Anybody that knows guns and knows trajectory and knows ballistics saw it and sees the hole right here in his ear, and then it comes right back out the back. And you see Trump and you see people behind him getting shot as the 5 shots come in. So they've got a big problem. This isn't like Sandy Hook that there was no cameras and they weren't on and there was no locks on the doors and, you know, all the weirdness that went on, all the anomalies that made people question. This is on national, international television when this happened. And so Joy Reid has a right to come out and say this. She has a right to say the moon's made out of cheese. But the reality is that we cannot allow their type of speech to then be an excuse to take everybody else's speech. Because if you take Joy Reid's speech and you fire her or you sue her or people are calling for criminal charges, we've just become everything we're fighting. the vast majority, 98% of people know that Trump got shot. They know there was a stand down. They know they let the guy on the roof. They understand all of that. And so let people debate. Let people discuss. That's what freedom is about. You have a right to listen to what you want, to read what you want, to see what you want. People that tell you, oh, take Alex Jones off the air, take Joy Reid off the air, they don't believe you're smart enough to be able to make your own decisions. So that firefighter shielding his wife and daughter, he got killed. Other people got wounded. This was 100% real. And you can see it happening in live time. And so don't censor the people that are saying preposterous, crazy things. Have the right to then counter them and excoriate them and expose them. That's what this is all about. And listen, I've gone out on limbs many times. I've been right most of the time, wrong sometimes. People say Alex Jones is always right. No, I'm right most of the time. But I come from a good place. I got up whatever weekend morning that was and heard Jussie Smollett, 25 below, Chicago, 2:30 in the morning, men in MAGA outfits run up and dump bleach on him and put a rope around his neck and beat him up. And I came out and said, this sounds fake. And then, of course, it turned out it was fake. And, of course, you had the NASCAR drivers and they put nooses up in his deal. That was fake. So this goes on and on and on. So it's good to question. It's okay to question. And when people are questioning something that's idiotic, it just blows up in their face. That's what this is all about. But if you watch her latest video, she is completely desperate. They're having a funeral for this guy. Trump's going to it. People saw people shot. The shooter got shot. All of this happened. And then she asked, well, why aren't we getting a Secret Service report? Why aren't we getting where the shooter was and what happened? Because the Secret Service advance team set this up. Because they let the guy in for hours. Because he milled around underneath the building with a rangefinder. Because they let him up on the roof for 26 minutes. So Mayorkas and Obama's minion, Biden, run the Secret Service and run Homeland Security, the same ones smuggling kids in across the border they admit they're doing. And so you're asking, why aren't I getting a report? You're not getting a report because your bosses in the Democratic Party are in control of that agency. But we have the videos. We have the witnesses. The Internet's already in the and independent news has already reconstructed it all, and it's confirmed. You've got former top sniper commanders like Congressman Mills in Florida coming out days ago saying, no, he had help. This was an inside job. And the CNN reporter goes, are you saying Biden did it? He goes, no, I'm saying obviously there was help. All the normal controls were cut down. They were cut off. This was a staged event. So, again, all evidence shows this really happened. There's not even a question in my mind. You can see the ballistics. You can see it all for yourself. But Joy Reid has a right to question it. But separately, Democrats everywhere saying, we hope Trump dies. We hope he gets killed. Jack Black saying, you know, too bad they missed. All the rest of this stuff. But then separately also, oh, it's fake at the same time. And I played the clips on my show today where they want to kill Trump and they want him assassinated. These are disgusting people. And they've now gotten what they wanted. And the Democratic Party's evil control of America is coming to an end. They're trying a hot coup against the country right now. And let me tell you, they're going to try to kill Joe Biden if he doesn't leave. That's why Biden's canceled his trips. It's not about COVID. This is about the deep state letting all these presidents know you're not in charge. We're in charge. So Joy Reid gets to speak, just like Bill Maher said about Alex Jones. Yours truly. He said, listen, I don't like Alex Jones, whatever. Everybody gets to speak. That's how America works. Joy Reid gets to speak, and she hurts herself. She's an idiot. She's a complete moron. So let her say what she wants. We are big enough as adults to hear what she has to say. I'll be covering it all on my show today and tonight. We've got live coverage of Trump's speech to the RNC at Infowars.com/show, band.video, and Real Alex Jones. Live coverage right now at Infowars.com. You're the Paul Revere's. Instead of spending all our time attacking Joy Reid, how about we actually promote the truth and the insider trading and all the stuff that's coming out? You're unstoppable, folks. Black, white, old, young, I love you. Democrats, I love you. Republicans, I love you. Let's come together and save America, because the deep state coup is against both parties. It's against the American people. God bless, and I'll see you at Real Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I'm Chase Geiser, your host for the next 17 minutes before I am joined by the great Kirk Elliott. Great report there from Alex Jones, and so much news to cover. I've hardly been able to even get through the stack just because we've had great guests and great analysis and breakdown. But one of the things I want to emphasize is how the Democrats are still trying to get Joe Biden out of office. So this was the major story last week. Everybody seemed to forget it after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. And now it's starting to resurface. We've got this major speech from Donald Trump coming tonight. We'll be broadcasting it live on InfoWars at InfoWars.com/show, live on @RealAlexJones at X, as well as @InfoWars and @RealChaseGeiser on X. It'll be live as well. But it's starting to come out now that Schumer and Jeffries tell Biden directly that they have deep concerns about the election. We have other reports. Schumer privately urged Biden to step aside in 2024 election, according to sources. Schumer Jeffries pushed for vote on Biden's nomination to be pushed back. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told President Biden it would be best for him, the party, and others if he would step aside. According to multiple well-connected Democratic sources, President Joe Biden's support from elected party leaders is crumbling. One person who has been defending Biden publicly since his debate performance said Wednesday, Biden is going to see the whole house of cards come down soon, end quote. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer went to see Biden in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, on Saturday. Shortly after the meeting, Schumer's office put out a statement saying only, I sat with President Biden this afternoon in Delaware. We had a good meeting. Similar to Joe Biden's bizarre tweet yesterday where he just said, I'm sick. It was almost like the staff was ordered to put out a tweet from Joe Biden, a statement about being sick with COVID, and they didn't want to do it, but they were forced to do it. So out of bitterness, they just followed the order directly and callously and just had him say, I'm sick. It was one of the most bizarre tweets that I've ever seen. It looked as if it might have been the only authentic tweet actually typed by the fingers of Joe Biden himself. He might have actually gotten the login information to his own X account for the first time. And that might have been the world witnessing Joe Biden's first real authentic tweet from his own device, where he was just able to put together the sentence, I'm sick. It's got a subject and a predicate, a beginning and an end. It is a complete sentence. It was an impressive feat for the president of the United States to be able to come out and say, I'm sick, on X. So abundantly bizarre. 505,000 likes, 102,000 replies. The worst, weirdest, most bizarre tweet I have ever seen from a president who is supposed to be, you know, really kind of making the case that he's coherent and functioning and healthy and capable. He's supposed to be branding himself as everything other than sick or ill or declining or vulnerable or weak. And he just puts out this tweet that says, I'm sick. Are you kidding me? He's been sick a lot longer than since he's had COVID, folks. He's had dementia for years, and he was sick before that. Sick with Satanism, sick with evil. Pelosi privately told Biden, polls show that he cannot win and will take down the House. Biden responded with defensiveness, according to CNN. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi privately told President Joe Biden in a recent conversation that polling shows that the president cannot defeat Donald Trump and that Biden could destroy Democrats' chances of winning the House in November if he continues seeking a second term, according to four sources briefed on the call. The president responded by pushing back, telling Pelosi he has seen polls that indicate he can win. Yeah, the 538 fixed polls. His staff is only, that's the thing. People don't realize these organizations. Let me tell you a little story about what happened during the Great Leap Forward in 1958, before tens of millions of people died because they were starving. The way the Communist Party worked is there were people that were responsible for various counties or districts all across China. And it's a top-down autocratic leadership system, so everybody's afraid of their superior. Everybody's afraid of their higher-up. It's not like a healthy company with good company culture where you feel like you can tell a higher-up about a problem without, you know, being killed as the messenger. And so part of the reason that this mass famine and starvation happened, that the Great Leap Forward resulted in millions upon millions of people dying, is because the various leaders in the various districts throughout China that were responsible for reporting crop yields were too nervous to accurately report to their higher-ups that yields weren't meeting quotas, that there was a famine, that there was an issue. And so by the time the CCP realized what was really going on, the Communist Party realized that there was an incredible shortage of food for the people of China, it was too late. They couldn't do anything about it. They couldn't negotiate trade deals. They couldn't try to import. They couldn't stockpile what they had or be conscientious or intentional about the rations of food. And so because of that fear, it exacerbated the problem. Same thing happened in Chernobyl. In Chernobyl, the people that were responsible for the nuclear facility in Pripyat, which is the name of the town that Chernobyl's in, now Ukraine, was Russia, of course, the Soviet Union back then. All the people responsible for that nuclear facility were too scared to admit, to report that the core was wide open, exposed to the open air of the world, exposed to the atmosphere, and that radiation was pouring out. So it took days for the Soviets to even admit or realize that the catastrophe at Chernobyl was the extent that it was, and it resulted in radiation exposure for millions upon millions of people unnecessarily. to the point where it wasn't until there was reports from outside of the Soviet Union that increased radiation levels had gone up. The Soviets even admitted that something was going on, satellite footage of the facility as well. I mean, kids were playing outside in Chernobyl, physically playing with the nuclear fallout, which looked similar to like ash falling from the sky or snowflakes. They're playing with radiated nuclear fallout because of the corporate structure of communism, allowing for people to be too scared to report the extent of a real problem to their higher-ups. This is what we're seeing in the communist-run Joe Biden regime right now. All of his staffers are too scared to report to him bad news because he's a maniacal maniac. He's angered easily. They have to plan for how they're going to meet with him and how they're going to present information to him because they don't want him to snap. He's already an angry, evil person, but now with dementia on top of it and cognitive decline, the frustration and stress and anger is just hairpin trigger level, short fuse, just incredible. That they're showing him only polls that he likes, only 538 analysis and other polls that are just bogus. We know that the polls are all fixed. So the president responded by pushing back, telling Pelosi that he had seen polls that indicate he can win. One source said, yeah, because your staff isn't telling you the truth because they're scared of you and they're scared of Jill and they're scared of Hunter and all of the regime behind you. Another one of the sources described Biden as getting defensive about the polls. At one point, Pelosi asked Mike Donilon, Biden's longtime advisor, to get on the line to talk over the data because she knows that the data Biden has is just BS. This phone call would mark the second known conversation between the California lawmaker and Biden since the president's disastrous debate on June 27th. While the exact date of the conversation was not clear, one source described it as being within the last week. Pelosi and Biden also spoke in early July. So we've got Pelosi coming out against him. We've got Schumer coming out against him. We've got his own party secretly conspiring about them. Poso last night posted on Twitter that according to one of his White House sources, and source who shall not be named, I don't know who it is, and he obviously didn't release that information. The staffers that represent Kamala Harris have basically for the first time, the advisors and staffers, been in direct confrontation with the staffers and advisors of the Biden office in the White House, where they're saying it's time to pass the buck. It's time to step down. Kamala Harris needs to be president. So I anticipate that Alex Jones may be right. I think that by July 20th, we may actually see a resignation or at least a withdrawal from the race from Joe Biden. I think it's going to depend on a couple of factors. It's going to depend on what happens in this speech tonight, the RNC from Donald Trump, how it's received. And the second thing is it's going to depend on how this COVID-19 sickness advances for Joe Biden. And frankly, I don't even know if he's actually got COVID-19 or not. I think he could be just lying about it. And they may use it as an excuse to get him out of the race. They may escalate the illness to a point where it's so serious that he says, due to my health and my adverse effects and my adverse reaction to this COVID-19, I've got to step away from the race. I've got to step down because I can't campaign as hard as I need to or as the Democratic Party needs the candidate to in order to beat Donald Trump in November. And since I've got to take the next 2 weeks or 4 weeks off, it's just an untenable position for this campaign and I'm going to step away. This would be the gracious out for Joe Biden. The reason it's so gracious is because it would allow him to withdraw from the race without admitting the reason being at all associated with his cognitive decline. I mean, that was the major problem after the debate on June 27th, is that if he withdrew from the race because of his apparent cognitive decline, then it immediately applies that he should resign the presidency as well. Because if he's mentally unfit to run for the president of the United States, that means inherently that he's mentally unfit to be the president of the United States now. So that withdrawal would have demanded a resignation. But now that he's miraculously been diagnosed with COVID-19 for like the third time or whatever, however many times it is, despite all the boosters and vaccines that he's gotten. Now that he's got this COVID-19 thing and he's been shown walking onto Air Force One utterly slowly in that embarrassing clip. I think it might have been clip one. I don't know if you guys have the B-roll. But he's walking so slowly, he seems like he's about to collapse. And not in just the normal dementia Biden way that he's about to collapse, but he seems actually like every step is going to be a collapse because he's so weakened and sickened by this condition that he's got. And they're saying it's not Parkinson's. I think he's got Parkinson's too on top of the COVID. But this COVID is a gracious way out. He can say that he's resigning because he's got to recover from a severe bout with COVID-19. then he's not attributing it all to his mental decline. He's not attributing it all to dementia or cognitive decline or impairment of any kind whatsoever. He can still remain the president of the United States and withdraw from the race. It's like a win-win for everybody. I anticipate that this is going to be the excuse that the Biden regime uses to get him out of the race, but keeping him in power for the remainder of the presidency. They're going to throw in Kamala. Roger Stone may be right that she might be replaced by Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama has repeatedly said that she doesn't want to run, but that's what everybody says right before they accept the crown. They turn down the crown several times because they know it's going to be offered again, and then they accept it. And we might see something like this from Michelle Obama, as Kamala Harris is probably the most unpopular person in politics in the last 8 years. I mean, she is just god-awful. Obviously a DEI hire. Obviously diversity, equity, inclusion is all over that. She was one of the last runner-ups in last place in the primary. What was it, like less than 1% of the polls supported her by the end of her campaign? Tulsi Gabbard absolutely murdered her in that debate. And then, of course, remember that Google censored it. And so now they're going to run her? I don't think so, folks. I don't think so. And they're showing some polls. They're teasing some polls that she has a better chance than Biden against Donald Trump. That might be true, but she's like one of the worst possible candidates that could possibly run for the presidency as the Democratic candidate against Donald Trump. But we've got Kirk Elliott coming up. I want to read his blurb a little bit just to get you guys prepped for that. And then I'll do a little plug here as well, because we won't be on air much longer if we don't plug. But Kirk Elliott, Dr. Elliott has been safeguarding clients' assets with precious metals for over 21 years. His firm, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, serves over 18,000 clients all over the world and in every state, and has reallocated billions of client assets into precious metals. He follows the personal and business philosophy of people over profit by focusing on 100% liquid and low-cost bullion, gold, and silver, and educating investors as to why and how they invest to minimize risk and maximize returns safely in a world where our political, economic, personal, and religious freedoms are eroding. Dr. Elliott has two earned PhDs, one in public policy and administration focusing on monetary economics, and the second PhD in theology. Dr. Elliott lives in Denver with his wife and children. Make sure you visit kepm.com/gold or call 720-605-3900. That's 720-605-3900 to see how Kirk Elliott and his team can help you in these uncertain times have a more certain future for you and your loved ones. In the meantime, make sure you also visit InfoWarsStore.com. We are really pushing these InfoWars MD products for various reasons. We're not able to buy more inventory. We've been blocked. Our CRO seems to have compromised the integrity of this institution in his last several months here. Did not order the inventory that we needed in order to sell and make a profit. But we have a special deal worked out where we can sell InfoWars MD without ever running out of stock. So at InfoWarsStore.com right now, check out Joint Relief Max, which is an advanced combination of vitamins, extracts, and amino acids for natural joints health, and check out organic ashwagandha with black pepper. This is developed with nutrients for enhanced brain function, clarity, and increased feelings of well-being. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and the organic ashwagandha with black pepper. Be the reason that we're still on the air. We need your support more now than ever. Free speech is under attack. Our economy is under attack. Humanity itself is under attack. And the best way to fight back right now, one of the best ways other than voting for Donald Trump, is by going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting some of these great products. Stay with us, folks. For Kirk Elliott on the other side.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones